The Nisqually River Delta is one of the most recognizable features of the environment that initially drew settlers to the Olympia area, the nutrient-rich marshland where river meets ocean feeds all kinds of wildlife. After decades of non-tribal farming, the Nisqually tribe has worked to restore that salty marshland on the southern edge of Puget Sound. You're listening to KNKX, and in this installment of our series Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to the heart of the Delta, to the Nisqually Wildlife Refuge, to meet the tribe's Director of Natural Resources, David Trout.
So David Trout, thank you so much for meeting me here. We're kind of smack dab in the middle of the southern part of the Salish Sea.
That is correct. This is the southern part of the Salish Sea in the heart of the southern Puget Sound, and definitely the heart of the Nisqually watershed here in the Delta.
And we're sitting here with a peekaboo view of Mount Rainier in the distance, in the middle of a sort of mushy, marshy, mucky-looking area because the tide is low. But this is actually really important nutrient-rich habitat for salmon. You are a salmon biologist.
I am a salmon biologist, and we are, my staff do a lot of research down here on the recovery of the estuary and what fish are feeding on and how productive it is. And this is an amazing productive ecosystem. Probably the most productive ecosystem in the world are these river deltas where the freshwater meets the sea.
And I understand estuary to be like a nursery for baby salmon.
Correct. Salmon have to go through the estuary twice in their lives, on the way out as juveniles and then as adults coming back. And when they do that as juveniles, they're feeding and growing to reach certain sizes to increase their survival as they head out to the Pacific Ocean. And then as adults, they come back and spend time here before they move upstream to spawn. So it's an incredibly important area for these fish. They're at a certain stage in their life where their physiological functions change significantly from an animal that can survive in freshwater to one that survives in saltwater. And that all occurs in the estuary. And you need a transition area for these fish to be able to adapt gradually into that.
And we've been talking about salmon, but another really important salmonid here is the steelhead, our state fish, which is a unique Andromedus trout.
And the unique part about steelhead is that they can return to spawn multiple times, so they don't die when they spawn.
They go out and back to the ocean how many times?
You know, 3 to 4 times you can get fish doing that, and that's a really important life history trait to be able to survive and come back and spawn again and again. It's an evolutionary strategy to maintain a population. A lot of the work that we do, especially now, is focused on trying to make sure that they're healthy and their populations are stable, and we're struggling with that. In 1992, our population went from a very high level of wild fish that was in the 6,000 to 8,000 annually returning back to the Nisqually River. Within 2 years, it was down to 500 fish. And since then, and now it's been 25 years, the tribe doesn't fish on steelhead. So I have now have a generation of fishermen who are fishing on the Nisqually River who have never caught a steelhead. And that's very sad. And it's a cultural disconnect. And they feel it. We've got the home built for the steelhead. And they're doing well in the Nisqually watershed. But once they leave the river, it's a different story. And they're challenged between here and Puget Sound and getting out to the ocean to survive. And we're noticing that our fish simply aren't surviving.
And you think it's predators, right?
We're beginning to home in on predators as being one of the primary issues. There's probably some other things going on as well, but through some work that we've done in the last few years, it's becoming fairly clear to us that marine mammal predation is really the primary cause of the decline of the Nisqually steelhead.
So to be clear, killer whales that come up and down and will eat large marine mammals, we're killing the thing that we're killing the steelhead, you think?
Exactly. And not only killing them, but also keeping them out of the water. We noticed that the seals were spending lots of time on their haul-out areas and not getting into the water as long as the killer whales were around. So even that, just keeping them away from steelhead made a difference. And then by the transients eating some of these seals as well also had an impact.
That's really cool. So we have this sort of chain of life here from the estuary at the southern end of Puget Sound in the Salish Sea out into the ocean. What is your greatest worry for the future of all of this?
We've got basically the city of Tacoma moving into the Puget Sound region in the next 10 years, that size. And they're going to get plunked into Puget Sound. And Puget Sound, Salish Sea, is an amazing place. And people want to live down near the water and see the water. And those all have associated impacts. And that's the real challenge to our generation and the next generation is, can we accommodate that kind of growth and still protect the things that we love most? And that may mean thinking about growth in a different way. And maybe we're going up instead of out. And that's a difficult discussion to have in a lot of our communities.
What's your biggest hope for the future?
What we haven't figured out yet is the ability to communicate to people's hearts and get them to emotionally connect to something. If you care about something, then you're willing to listen and consider the facts. And we haven't made that first step very effectively in a broad sense across the Salish Sea. And I think there's hope there, because I think if we work on that, we'll make a difference.
Onward.
Onward indeed.
David Trout, Director of Natural Resources for the Nisqually Tribe, right here in the middle of the Nisqually Delta Estuary. Thank you so much for all of your work.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
That was 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe on the scene with the Nisqually Tribe's David Trout. Next week on Return to the Salish Sea, we head back to Canada to talk with a First Nations leader from the Tsleil-Waututh, which is fighting the expansion of the Kinder Morgan oil pipeline in Vancouver.